Hello, good day. Welcome to KXEI's This is Thursday. We have Michael Pullman with us today. He is a...
Soil nerd. So I study soil chemistry at the University of Arizona. I'm in a fourth year PhD program. I've been here a long time because I got my master's here as well in similar studies up at the LEO Project in Biosphere 2.
Okay.
Landscape Evolution Observatory is the project I got my master's with. And then I just stuck on with it. And now I'm part of the Critical Zone Observatory, the CZO. And I'm looking at post-wildfire soils.
All right.
The effect of wildfire on soils in the near surface is my focus. Looking at incipient soil formation. So,
and that means?
Early stage soil formation, as many of you are probably aware, soil doesn't just magically appear. It tends to develop over many years, millennia.
Yeah.
And basalt is one highly reactive material. It's like a rock material from volcanic activity. And so I was looking at the early stages of the weathering of this basalt and then possible secondary mineral formation. One of the early stages of soil development.
Soil genesis research, people.
Mm-hmm.
Critical.
The critical zone is the zone of life that we live in. It's this thin skin of, that's the biogeochemistry. It's the zone where the microbes are interacting with the physical environment, rock material, soils.
When we say thin in terms of the earth, well, how thin or what are we talking about? Like,
if you were thinking about your typical room, 8 to 10 feet tall, it would literally be the size of a book, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe the cover of a textbook.
Maybe the cover of a textbook. Regardless.
And I'm even looking at the thinnest veneer of that,
the
top 40 centimeters of soil.
Okay.
And after wildfire, a lot of the biomass is consumed. A lot of or most of the biomass is then deposited onto the surface as ash and materials that were once held up in the trees, in the shrubs. Is now suddenly it's a pulse of material deposited on the surface. Carbon is a buzzword these days, carbon in the atmosphere. What a lot of people perhaps are less aware of is that there's a lot of carbon stored in the soil environment as well. And when major disturbances happen, such as wildfire or longer-term climate change and warming, what happens to this carbon in the soil environment is still being studied. And so that's my focus in understanding what impact this major disturbance, such as wildfire, is having on the carbon in the soil. In particular, I'm also looking at black carbon, which has been implicated for one of the reasons that carbon is so bound up in the soils. It's thought to be more stable than other forms.
Okay.
So my focus in critical zone is looking at how wildfire affects that in soil environment.
Okay.
And in particular, the carbon material in the soil. How this then changes through time is less understood. Does soil migrate off-site? Does it end up in rivers and streams? Or does it stay immobilized in the near surface?
Now you're continuing to look at soils, but looking at how wildfires, climate change, global warming will affect soils and carbon sequestration over time. And that is critical to the success of biodiversity and humans. Right?
The stabilization of these ecosystems.
And the stabilization of these ecosystems.
Yeah.
So let's not take soils for granted. This is the biggest statement that can come out of this, is that soil is this thin layer of skin on the Earth's surface that provides us with something to grow food in, that provides plants and animals and all the nutrients that build our bones and our bodies and our brain. And come on, people, it's a critical zone.
Oh,
right?
Wonderful. Thank you for stating it in such
but
passionate
aren't you excited
terms.
And you're going to graduate in May? And then what are you going to do with all this soil history and soil knowledge, and you're going to become this like
I actually would love
to
continue with this in academia, continue research, and I have my eye on like the permafrost melting, which is another major store of carbon.
Yeah,
it's also critical because a lot of that permafrost in the northern latitudes is thawing out.
Yeah.
And what happens to all that carbon that is stored in that environment? Is it released? Is it sort of, does it fester and stay in place? We're still learning about
these
things.
Yeah, still learning about
that.
Talk to me about some music.
Well, I listen to KXEI about once a week.
Good job.
I listen to music from all different places. And my top Spotify is Solange. I played Solange for like 24 hours last year. I'm not embarrassed to say that. And Bins was my top song. And it's a shame because it's only like 2 minutes and 30 seconds long. But if you haven't heard that, check it out. And I think a lot of that influences, I'm also a yoga teacher, so a lot of my playlists that I play in class probably skew some of those artists and heavy rotations. So.
Nice. Well, that's great. I learned so much about you, Michael, and so proud of you. It's an honor to have you in our department, and good luck with all your studies, future goals.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.